Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Gittin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Fan Druziva Gagon B'Karav Mamish. And Mishnah Gimel tells us how maybe get be'Eretz Yisrael ain't it Tzoch Shem B'Fanecht Fanechtam. If someone brings a get within Eretz Yisrael, he does not need to say B'Fanecht Fanechtam. And therefore Imesh Olav Ayrim, if there's someone's going to raise a hue and a cry about it, saying that it's not a valid get, and that obviously would be the husband, this guy B'Chay Samav, we have to validate it with its signatures. We get a hold of the Edim themselves who signed it, or somebody recognizes the signatures of the Edim, and that way we can prove that it's a valid get. What about the following? A fellow, a shliach, brought a get from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, and he's not able to say b'fanecht b'fanechtam, not because it wasn't written or signed in front of him. It was. It's just that last minute he became a cheresh, a deaf mute, so he's not able to say it. Possible to get outright. However, we have to validate it, and therefore, Yeshalva Edim Yiskayim B'chasamav, if we have Edim signed on it, we just try to validate those signatures. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, Echad Gitei Nashim, Ve'echad Shechurei Avadim, Shavu L'Melech V'Lamevi, whether we're talking about a get of a woman or a shtar shechur of an eved, if a person wants to free his non-Jewish eved, his eved kanani, he has to write him a special shtar called a shtar shechur. So both of these have the same din of bringing them from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael or vice versa, namely b'fanecht b'fanechtam has to be said. This is one of the ways that a get and a shtar shechur of an eved are similar. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Hey and Vav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.